Hello, I'm Chris Robinson, writer and producer of Forbidden Diary. The fact that Pearl Harbor overshadowed the attack on the Philippines does not diminish its significance. MacArthur often called the Philippines the key to the door that unlocks the Pacific. On December 8, 1941, America handed the key to Japan. To describe what happened, historians use a timeline that reads like a suspense thriller, one where you want to scream at the characters, in this case from the comfort of 80 years later, for being so clueless. The three main players in that timeline are General Douglas MacArthur, MacArthur's Chief of Staff, Brigadier General Richard Sutherland, and Major General Louis Brereton, commander of the Far East Air Force Headquarters, who reports to Sutherland. During the 9 hours between Pearl Harbor and the bombing of Clark Field, MacArthur appears to be disconnected as Sutherland and Brereton fixate on an offense strategy that no longer applies. With each delay and hour that passes, opportunities to defend the Philippines diminish. The drama starts on December 7, 1941, at 7:55 a.m. Hawaiian time, when Pearl Harbor is attacked. The Philippines is 18 hours ahead of Hawaii, so as the first bombs drop, it's December 8, 1:55 a.m., the next day in the wee hours of the morning. At about 2:30 a.m. in the Philippines, the Asiatic Fleet headquarters in Manila learns about Pearl Harbor, but does not tell MacArthur. Around 3:30 a.m., Sutherland hears about Pearl Harbor from commercial broadcasts and sends a private wire to MacArthur's penthouse apartment in the Manila Hotel. As MacArthur dresses, he gets a call from Washington confirming the attack. He asks his wife Jean for a Bible to read. Around 4 a.m., Brereton's headquarters are notified of the Pearl Harbor attack. Around 5 a.m., Brereton requests permission to launch a daylight attack on the Japanese in Formosa, now called Taiwan. Sutherland tells Brereton that MacArthur is too busy to talk with him, but to prepare for a photo reconnaissance mission and wait for orders. Around 5:30 a.m., MacArthur receives an official message from the War Department confirming that the U.S. is at war with Japan. Around 6:15 a.m., MacArthur's staff receives notification that Davao Field on Mindanao has been attacked. Around 7:15 a.m., Sutherland again refuses to let Brereton speak with MacArthur and tells him to wait for orders. Around 8 a.m., Brereton receives a call from Washington telling him to keep his planes from being sabotaged on the ground, as happened at Pearl Harbor. Soon thereafter, orders are sent to Clark Field for all serviceable B-17 bombers to take to the air to avoid being caught on the ground. At 8:19 a.m., Jerry and Natalie Crowder watch Japanese bombs hit Kampay. At 9:25, reports of attacks on Tuguegarao Field, about 200 miles north of Clark Field, reach Brereton, who then goes to Sutherland for a third time and is again refused. Around 9:40 a.m., Brereton gets the go-ahead for a photo reconnaissance mission to Formosa. Sometime between 9:15 and 11 a.m., MacArthur calls Brereton and gives him permission to attack Formosa. Around 7 hours have passed since MacArthur first heard about Pearl Harbor. Around 11:30 a.m., as P-40s and B-17s land at Clark Field to refuel and load bombs and camera equipment, 108 Japanese bombers and 84 fighters have wide off and are bearing down on Manila and Clark Field. At 12 noon, warnings are sent to Clark Field of an approaching airstrike, but the pilots and support personnel are at lunch and the message is missed. Later, the Clark Field commander will deny having received such a message. The chief of the Air Warning Service will say that he left a message with a quote-unquote unknown junior officer. Between 12:10 and 12:30 p.m., Clark Field is attacked. By 1:37 p.m., Clark Field and nearly all of its planes are destroyed. 55 men are dead. Over 100 are wounded. By the end of December 8, 80 are dead and 150 are wounded. The Far East Air Force is decimated. Half of their planes are gone. Out of the 107 B-17 bombers and P-40 fighters, only 34 survive. The Japanese, who expected much greater American resistance, lost 7 fighters, making an invasion of the Philippines possible and changing the Crowders' lives forever.
Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Forbidden Diary.